Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled realm.fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met, and as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Have you ever found yourself suddenly on a nonsensical game show as a contestant, and everyone seems to know what's going on, except you? Whether you have or not, I know you will enjoy this piece of comic genius from 11-year-old Gracie in Canada. Please enjoy Groovy Game Show.
You're watching The Groovy Game Show, the only show for the grooviest, funkiest of people. Now, here's your host, Gracie Green!
Hello! I'm your host, and I hope you all are ready for a very groovy time! Funky! Here's contestant number one. We have Tam from Columbus, Ohio. Come on down! Welcome, Tam.
Welcome to you, Gracie.
Spunky. I love it. Now, Tam, why did you want to come on the Groovy Game Show?
To be honest, Gracie, I've just been a huge admirer of your work.
There's nothing groovier than emotional honesty.
Aww.
Contestant number two, Lena from Anchorage, Alaska. Groove on down here, Lena. Welcome, Lena.
Welcome to you, Gracie.
Weird. You both said that.
Weird or groovy?
I like you already, Lena. Now tell us, why are you here today?
To be honest, Gracie, I have no reason to be here today. I tried to think of one backstage, but I couldn't.
That is chaotic, and I love it. Contestant number three. His name is Parker, and he's from Pensacola, Florida. Come on down.
Hi, Gracie.
Parker, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Don't you want to welcome me to the show, too?
Oh, what? Wait, why?
Never mind. Tell us, what brings you on the show?
Well, Gracie, I'm here to win. I've heard there's a cash prize, and I intend to take it home.
Boo! Not gonna lie, Parker, that intro was not very groovy.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. It's a game show, so I figured people were here to, you know, compete for the prize. Did I do something wrong?
Tell him, audience. What's rule number one of the groovy game show?
To be groovy!
Oh, sorry to, I guess, harsh the vibe.
That's enough, Parker.
Okay.
And with that, we're ready to start the games!
Woo!
Yeah!
Round one. A questionnaire about your home life, friendship statuses, and hobbies. First question to Lena. Do you live with anyone?
I live with my mom, dad, and my brother.
Do you like it?
It's okay. My brother can be a real pain, but I love him.
10,000 groove points for Lena.
Whoa!
Yes, Parker?
I thought, you know, you'd be asking questions about groovy things, like music. I mean, I studied a lot.
Parker, there's nothing groovier than healthy social and familial support networks. Right, audience?
Aww.
Next question. Tam, are you nice to your friends?
Yes.
20,000 groove points for Tam.
Nice job, Tam.
Thanks, Lena.
Ooh, 5,000 points for Lena for that killer compliment. Parker, catch up.
I'm really trying. I just don't think I understand the rules yet.
It's a groovy game show. All you have to do is be groovy.
Oh, okay.
Next question to you. Parker, does your favorite hobby include other people?
Great question, Gracie. My favorite hobby is skateboarding, but there's only room on the board for one.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Parker. That is definitely not groovy.
It's just a fact. How is that not?
Major bummer, Parker.
Yeah, sorry. That's rough.
Next question. Do you all have plans right after this show?
I've got nothing going on.
I was gonna get some froyo with my mom, but anyone's welcome to come.
10,000 points for Lena and Tam.
That was a game show question? I am so confused.
Sorry, Parker. Not groovy.
But
round two. This is our speed round, where I will ask a question and you all will respond as fast as you can. First person to answer gets those groove points.
Woo!
First question. Who was the first host of this show? Lena.
As a Gracie super fan, I know it's always been you.
Correct. That question was worth 2 billion groove points.
Nice.
Next question. Does anyone here have very colorful walls in their home? Tam.
I do.
2 billion groove points to Tam. Final question. Do I have a history performing in action shows? Parker.
Yes. You do?
That is actually correct. 1 point to Parker.
1 point? They both just got 2 billion.
You got that right, Parker. That brings us to the final round. We'll give you all the same question and you'll have 1 minute to answer. To deliver the question, it's everyone's favorite co-host, Groovebot.
Groovebot.
Hello, Gracie. Hello, contestants.
Yes, Groovebot. Do your thing.
Am I wrong, or is there nothing groovy about this robot?
Silence!
Please, no talking over Groovebot.
What is happening?
The groovy question you must answer to Groovebot is, what is 785 multiplied by 52?
That's literally just a super hard math equation.
30 seconds left.
No way, we were supposed to have a full minute.
Time's up.
That was like 5 seconds.
Sorry, Parker, but Groovebot is never wrong.
Alligators are fish.
Lena, you're up first.
I refuse to answer on moral grounds.
Groovy, Parker.
Like, a lot?
Oof, Parker. A little effort is all we ask.
I try!
Tam?
40,820?
You got it!
Groovebot is pleased.
That means the final scores are...
Wait! This is no fair! What kind of a game show is this anyway? Nothing about it is even vaguely groovy. And I definitely wouldn't call you a groovy game show host.
Oh, Parker, I'm doing my best, but I guess you're right. I'm not a groovy game show host. Honestly, this is mostly just a fun way for me to find new friends.
Parker, you didn't know that?
Oh, no, I thought it was a game. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry, Gracie. I guess that means you're going to want to be friends with Tam and Lena and not me.
Oh, Parker, we can all be friends. That's why we made plans to get Froyo after this. And you're coming.
Oh, nice. I actually have soccer practice.
You're coming with us, Parker.
Okay.
But before we go, let's hand out our prizes. Lena, you get a groovy game show trophy.
Awesome.
Tam, you get $20,000 for answering the math question correctly.
Coolio.
And Parker, you get nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We actually just kind of ran out of prizes.
You can have Groovebot.
No, that's okay. I'll just have Froyo, I think.
Are you sure? I hardly ever explode. Ignore that.
The end.
Groovebot.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
We'll
read them all. You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, we have my favorite story title of the week coming to us from 7-year-old Ben in the UK. And Ben's story is called The Piece of Toast That Played Soccer. What an excellent concept, Ben. Thank you for sending it in. Next, we have a song or a poem sent to us by Arden and Kaya from Washington. It's called The Ballad of Gloaty Goat. And this story has a lot of great verses and rhymes, but I think my favorite verse is this one. Ahem. The goat sailed for 10,000 days. It never heard that crime doesn't pay. When asked if it would change its ways, it said, "Not in a month of Mondays." Sounds to me like a goat in need of comeuppance. Excellent work, my friends! Next, we have a story from 10-year-old Tegan in New York called Glowing Dandelion. And there are so many wonderful details in Tegan's story, but I really loved this simile that Tegan used to describe how soft a dandelion is. The main character of the story says that the dandelion felt as soft as a llama, which, I don't know, sounds really wonderful. I don't think I've ever pet a llama, but it sounds so soft in my imagination. Thank you for this wonderful story, Tegan. And finally, from 5-year-old Kai in Canada, we have a story called How to Get a Baby Out of a Hole. And this story is pretty surprising. I think that you're gonna have to read it and see what happens. To read Kai's story and all of today's roll call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
And now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Gracie, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Groovy Game Show was adapted by Will Jacobs and features performances by Chris Ferry, Lindsay Ford, Tara Halpern, Nick Canales, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Dominic Russo. You know, something I noticed about Groovy Game Show was that the music was really important. You know, like whenever someone was saying something and there was groovy music underneath it, it felt like what they were saying was groovy, even though it kind of wasn't. And then whenever someone said something without the music underneath it, they didn't sound groovy. And I was like, that's not fair. The groovy music isn't there. Of course it's not going to sound groovy. Let me show you what I mean. I'm going to say the least groovy thing ever, but then there's going to be groovy music underneath it, and you'll hear it's instantly groovy. Here we go. Ahem. Peanut butter apples. You see what I mean? So groovy! And I like peanut butter apples, but they're generally not groovy. They're just delicious. Let's try another one. Ahem. Each year, we till the fields and harvest the wheat. Now, I love farming of any kind, but it is definitely not groovy. And yet, when that music played under it, it sounded so groovy. If we still had phone books, I could literally make the phone book groovy just by playing groovy music under it. I could even make something gross sound groovy. Try this. the baby burped a gross burp, and the gross burp had some spit up in it, and it got everywhere, and everything was covered in gross spit up. Okay, that one actually wasn't that groovy, even with the music.
Oh, well,